They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
He can make it. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Launches one deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh my goodness, Curry!
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan. Once again, as always, joined by Mr. Joseph Agusti, who says he's feeling a little banged up today on this Monday afternoon. Yes, we're recording on Monday. It's still dropping on Wednesday, but Joseph cannot record tomorrow. So, Joseph, how you feeling, man?
Nathan, I'm okay. Turbulent weekend, but I'm doing all right. Woke up this morning, sore throat. Had to get up 1 a.m, get myself some Benadryl, and now here I am suffering because I have to wait 6 hours in between doses. But alas, I'll make it.
Hey, at least you were up at 1 a.m. sickness, and I was up at 3 a.m. to go to work.
I'd kill myself.
Yeah, especially the weekend coming back, it's tough because I don't prepare for it on weekends, right? Like I go do whatever I want to do, right?
Yeah,
like,
I can't do that early. I can't do it.
It's hard. It's no, I'll explain what happened off camera. It'll be funny though. Trust me. Anyways, today's episode, we're going to go over, since there's no Four Nations to talk about yet, because the rosters come out Wednesday, right? Right? Am I right on that?
Yes, Wednesday. Yep. Wednesday, 7:30 Pacific.
Can't talk about that yet. That'll be next week's. We're going to go over the mainly Canada's I want to focus on, but the World Junior Championships preliminary roster, like the tryout team, came out, and there's quite a few snubs of relevancy that I kind of want to talk about that I'm a little bit shocked about. And then I think we also brought it up last week about like Bedard and Celebrini. I kind of want to bring that up again. Like we need to have a conversation about it because Celebrini was first star of the week this week and he was sick. But then in the NFL, Hitler's dead. Oh, never mind. Sorry, Eberflus is fired.
Funny.
Yeah, he got fired by the Bears after some of the worst clock management I've ever seen. We'll talk about that and recap a few of the games. I didn't really watch any this weekend. I was busy. I got a few thoughts though, based off what I've heard, what I've seen, kind of shit. Oh my god, I just realized we got to do top five relievers, and I don't have my top five relievers or my picks.
Neither do I.
I'm not prepared. Shit. All right, we'll do that. And then the Dodgers are dodgering again, so we'll get into that again. And I want to talk about the Orlando Magic. I'll leave the song till later, but I want to talk about them because they are in quite the fucking heater right now. But anyways, Joseph, World Juniors, Canada, holy snubs. And this isn't even from the team. It's just from the tryout team. Like,
I know.
What is going on?
It's Hockey Canada always screws something up once or twice a year. And they have just come off their worst World Junior showing in like 6 years. And they put, and their response to that is putting together a really stupid team. I mean, like, there's people there I've barely heard of. And there's no Tijiginla. There's no Carter Yakimchuk. There's no Beckett Seneki. It's Seneca. A really, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, they'll still be the favorite to medal, but last year's team was so unwatchably bad because they brought a whole bunch of third and fourth round picks because they're like, oh, well, we got to have the proper team because I'm Herb Brooks and it's 1980. But you bring the most talented team because 95% of the teams you can beat using your talent, figure it out as you go along. This team looks really rough. It's just really surprising to see, like, there's like four top 10 picks of the last draft that weren't even invited. It's kind of ridiculous.
I got five. It's five. Beckett Seneca, Caden Lindstrom, but he's also like hurt. Tijiginla, Carter Yakimchuk, Zane Parikh.
Yeah, Parikh, surprising. Very good.
I thought for sure was going to be on the team. I thought he was going to be like the number one defenseman of the team.
If you don't even, and not even to invite them to Well, not even to invite them to selection camp is ridiculous. It's egotistical. It's look at me, I'm smarter than you. I mean, they just had their worst tournament in years, and they've intentionally not brought the best team they could field.
Okay, you want me to read kind of the tryout roster? See what
Yeah,
you think?
and
Okay.
in between them, I'm going to tell you if I've heard of them or not.
Denver Barkey.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Cole Beaudoin.
Vaguely.
Matthew Cataford.
Never heard of him.
Berkeley Catton.
Yes.
Yeah. Easton Cowan.
Yes,
We're going through that.
unfortunately.
We're going through that one again.
He
Andrew
was
Kristol.
horrible last time. Yes, I know who Crystal is.
Yeah. Ethan Gauthier.
I feel like I should, but I don't.
You probably should. Riley Hyde.
Yep.
Yeah. Tanner Howe, we know.
Yep.
Jet Luchenko, we
Yep.
know. Porter Martone, you should
Yes.
know.
So he makes it, but Misa doesn't? Because he's draft eligible.
Yeah. Yep. Gavin McKenna.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm happy to see he made it.
Well, not yet, but yeah. Bradley Nadeau, if you don't know who
Yeah. I know who
Nadeau is
Nadeau
from.
is.
Luca Pennelli.
No, I don't think I know who that is.
Jackets prospect. Plays in Ottawa in the OHL, 19 years
Yeah,
old.
definitely don't.
Carson Rekhof.
Rekhov, he was on
Yeah.
last year's team. He
Yeah.
was terrible.
Yeah, I remember that. Callum Ritchie, I believe, was on last year's team.
I don't know. I know Rekhov was. He was awful.
Matthew Wood, better
He
know
was on last
Matthew.
year's team, was mediocre.
Hey, watch it. He's from Nanaimo. He's from the homeland. Braden Yeager.
Yeah, he was on last year's team and he was mediocre as well. Is that all
And
the
then
forwards?
that's all the forwards. Defenseman Cam Allen.
Jesus. Who?
Caps prospect.
As if I care.
Bo A Aki.
Okay, that's an Oiler prospect. I know who he is. Akey.
Aki.
Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good.
Oliver Bonk.
Okay.
Harrison Brunecki.
Who? Fuck
Apparently he's just a defensive stud. That's why they brought him.
off. Like, you don't need defensive studs to beat Latvia.
Sam Dickinson.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Andrew Gibson.
Who?
Tanner Mullendijk.
I know Molendijk is. He's not
Yeah.
better than Parik or Yakimchuk.
But he's lefty though, isn't he?
Maybe. I
I'm pretty
mean,
sure.
Yakimchuk
No.
and Parik are both righties. Who gives a shit? It's World Juniors. That can't matter that much for World Juniors.
Sawyer Minot.
Yep, I
Canucks
know who that is.
prospect. I'm surprised.
He was like a sixth round pick.
I think he was like fourth, yeah.
Like, how is he making it over Parik and Yakimchuk?
Caden Price and Matthew Schaefer.
I barely know who Schaefer is. I've never heard of Price.
Schaefer's el draft eligible.
How do you bring him over Parik and Yakimchuk? This
I
reminds me
guess
of
they think
like,
Parrick's like defense isn't good enough. But like
if you can't beat Switz last year, they lost because they couldn't score. Remember? Easton Cowan, Fraser Minton. The only good player on that team last year was Macklin Celebrini. He was legitimately the only good player. Like, look at the stats. Everyone else was awful.
yeah.
And because we brought all those bums, like well, they're kids. I shouldn't call them bums. But Rekhov, we brought, like, I can't even remember some of the mediocre fifth round picks we brought. It was kind of ridiculous. Like, there was a time where every player would be a first round pick. And now we're
Yeah.
so worried about team chemistry. Ooh, you build team chemistry in training camp.
I don't even want to go into the goalies because I don't even know any of them. And they probably all suck anyways. Because Canada
Well,
goaltending sucks of late, so.
also if they play in the OHL, they're never gonna have good numbers.
We got three from the dub and one from the O.
Can you say their names again?
Carson Bjarnason.
No idea
Bjarnason.
who that is.
Flyers prospect, 19. Carter George of Owen Sound.
I barely know who that is. I think he was on the prelim last year.
Jack Ivankovic.
Who? That sounds
Ivan
like a disease.
Ivankovic. Yeah. 17 years old, Brampton, 2025 eligible.
2025.
And
Oh
then
wait, that's coming up.
Scott Ratzlav
Okay, I know
of
Ratzlaff was on the team last year.
yeah.
Yeah,
Third
jeez,
string minor last tournament owns the lowest save percentage of the group named to the camp roster with an 889.
Hey. He'll
Bjarnason was
fit.
selected 51st overall by the Flyers in 2023.
Okay, second round pick.
Ivankovic backstop Canada goal at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup in August.
Hey, 889 save percentage. He'll fit right in with the Four Nations goalies.
Yeah, literally.
I think Binnington has a 901 now, so he's the clear-cut favorite.
Is he up to a 9-1 now? Huh.
Yeah, he's been pretty, you know, he's just inconsistent.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it's like
That team sucks.
The snubs, I guess, like Seneca, I think he's hurt or has been hurt, so I can understand why.
I don't know, man. I mean, I remember 2010 to 2014, they didn't win any golds.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the years they didn't bring Darnell Nurse, who had just been drafted. He was, of course, a top 10 pick. They didn't bring Nazem Kadri 1 year. I think that might have been earlier, but they're known for snubbing people. Like, and it's just this all this bullshit. Oh, we won't fit our system. It's junior hockey. There are no systems. It's run and gun. Whoever's going to score the most goals is going to win. And you have shit goaltending, so you might as well score, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so frustrating. But, I mean, par for the course, Rocky Canada.
Seneca, I believe, is hurt maybe a little bit, and they were just worried about him coming back from injury. Lindstrom is hurt, got back surgery. Fair enough.
Yeah, I know Lindstrom has back problems.
TJ Ginla not making the team surprised me because he's not even an all-offense guy. Like, he will hit, and he will play defense. Like, so you'd think, oh, yeah, Canada would love him. And he's like Canadian royalty, son of a Ginla, Jerome. Why is he not on the team? I don't know. Yakimchuk, I'm less surprised about than Parekh. I would take Parekh over him.
So would I.
But he also looked good in Sens camp.
Yeah, and he's huge, and he scores,
like,
and he can skate. I mean, like, it's the World Juniors, man. Not everyone's going to be good defensively.
I'm glad to see Kristall made the team, though, because he kind of got snubbed last year. And he's too small.
Right,
he won't play defense kind of thing. And look what happened. They couldn't score last year.
They couldn't do anything last year. I saw two games that tournament. Both
I
losses.
I can't even remember the tournament. That's the problem.
Well, because they were out so early and it was at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I saw two games. One was like a round robin against, I think, Czechia, which they lost. And then I saw the game they were eliminated, I think also against Czechia, which they got their asses kicked.
Where's the tournament this year? I'm playing
Ottawa.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, Yakimchuk can't even make it to
Wow, that's tournament. That's disrespect. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, you know there's a lottery for dressing rooms that they're going to have to do?
So Canada might not even get the Senators' dressing room.
No, because they were like sixth or whatever they were last year. So they're in trouble.
So there's a lot. Like, what do you mean there's
Who's
a lottery?
Coach? Well, I mean, like, it's going to be like based on past performances. Whoever gets like the good Ottawa dressing room, and then who gets like the lacrosse dressing room they use.
Who's the coach?
I don't know. Is it
Dominique Ducharme?
Is it Dave Cameron again? I actually don't know who
Canada
it is.
World...
Admittedly, my World Junior interest has waned over the past few years. Maybe it's because I'm older than the players now. Well, I have been for a while, but...
Dave Cameron.
Okay. Again?
Yeah.
Okay. Former Suns coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Part of it is because Sportsnet shits on it at every opportunity because they don't have the rights. But I'm just not as interested as I used to be. Maybe it's the time zone issues, because I think the past two have been... Actually, no, because the one before was in Halifax and everyone liked that one.
Yeah.
But the last one was mediocre. But yeah, I remember watching like Tim and Sid, and they would take every opportunity to dump on the World Juniors. And, you know, they don't have the rights. They have no incentive to promote it. But they would just dump on it. Like, they'd pounce on every idiot on social media who would go on like players' Instagrams, and they'd always pick out the one or two bad things that would happen. And that used to bug me. Doesn't bug me as much anymore. But I don't know. Celebrini won't get loaned. Bedard won't get loaned. I don't think there's going to be really any high-profile loanees, because there used to be.
I can't think of anyone. And keep in mind, like, the loan guys, they don't even do good over there.
No, because it was Patois was last year, and he was horrible.
And I remember Vertanen way back when got loaned, and he was shit.
That was the beginning of the World Junior shit on by Sportsnet, because he was so bad, and everyone jumped on him. And he was
and
like
that was
19.
Like their worst finish in years.
Yeah, because that was 2016. That was after the 2015 one, which was arguably the best tournament of all time, because it had McDavid, it had Curtis Lazar, who I thought would be a superstar.
Max Domi, Anthony Duclair.
And Reinhardt. That was the best line I've ever seen in the World Juniors, until like Bedard came around. And then 2016, he was in like Finland, and the games were at 2 in the morning, and they were
Helsinki,
terrible.
yeah.
Yeah. So I do remember how bad Virtanen was, because I was the beginning of the angst against Virtanen.
I'm trying to think other loanees who have got loaned and were not even that good.
Was Braden Point loaned to there at one point? At one point.
Was he on the 2015 team, or was
He's
he
on
20?
16. He was on both. He was on both because he was the captain the second time.
Right. Okay. I thought Vertanen was the captain.
Oh, no, definitely wasn't Vertanen. It might have been Strom. Dylan, not Ryan.
But yeah, but like, I don't know. It's going to be exciting, I guess, when it comes around. But
Just please televise it at a proper time. That's all
well,
I want.
there. It's in Ottawa.
I
It
know,
will
but
be.
sometimes TSN, they put it on TSN4, which I don't get here. I don't know if that's a thing with you, but for some reason I don't get TSN4. Just be on TSN1. Let me see it. I don't want to see college football. I don't want to see curling. I don't want to see motorsports. I don't want to see AEW unless the Rizzler is on it. Just let me see the World Juniors.
Speaking of
That's what
that,
I want.
did you see Big AJ did it with a broken foot?
Yeah, man. Well,
That's
remember, he's actually a wrestler. He used to do it.
yeah.
So this wasn't just some bum off the street they got. Like, good for him, man. He seems to be in pretty good shape. Although he was huffing and puffing, though, I could tell. His cardio wasn't quite with it.
I mean,
It's hard to
well,
be a wrestler. I watched wrestling growing up. You take a lot of hits. It's not, people think wrestling because it's scripted doesn't hurt. It hurts.
Oh yeah, no, I was like,
There's a reason Jeff Hardy can't stop his DUIs.
well, fuck, I was at WWE this weekend in Vancouver, right? And did you see? I sent you the video of the guy
Yeah,
jumping.
Jey Uso. Yeet.
No, it wasn't. No, it was Jimmy who jumped.
Oh, well, that's a non-yeet.
But also the Bronson Reed dude, the big
Yeah,
boy,
big guy. Yeah.
he did it too. But and he landed through a table. He didn't even land on anyone
Yeah.
like
Well,
that.
someone that big, you land on someone, you'll probably kill him.
And I think he also hurt himself in that thing
Yeah.
because I think he landed and he like rolled his ankle when he fell, landed on the ground,
Yep, that
apparently.
happens. It hurts.
So,
It hurts.
and then there was also another potential, like the other big guy on
I don't know. I
the
didn't watch.
Fatu guy. I don't know. He did like a backflip somersault off like the top of the rope, and he like fucked up and like it looked like his knee buckled. Like I don't know if it was scripted or not, but
That's funny. They're good at making it look scripted.
yeah. Okay. So let's you got anything else in World Juniors
Man, I can't believe
for
it's
now?
Dave Cameron again. I'm pretty sure he coached the team last year.
Yeah.
Maybe people aren't lining up. I mean, it's in Ottawa, so you don't have to go to Europe or anywhere crazy. But I don't know. I'll watch. I love it on Boxing Day. And I think there's a New Year's Eve game this year, Canada USA, which for some reason they got away from, which was stupid because I remember that was a tradition growing up. Canada would play USA in the round robin. I think
Well,
that's back this year.
it is, but the reason why is because they've been in like opposite pools for like ever,
That
I feel
should be
like.
something that should just be in the Constitution. They're in the same pool. They have to play on New Year's Eve. Like, you think the NFL, I know it's very different, but you think the NFL would intentionally not put rivalries on a certain day? You think NBA on Christmas, they're going to put the Suns and the Jazz together? Like, they put the rivalries because that's what gets the viewers.
They got it right, I think, with the schedule for Canada. Canada, Finland, opening day. Good game to start.
Yep.
Canada, Latvia the next day. Day off, then Canada, Germany. And then the day after, or the New Year's Eve game is Canada, United States.
Better beat Latvia and Germany.
I mean that's
Germany's better than people give them credit for. They usually show
No,
up, and
I
so
know,
does Latvia.
yeah.
But I mean, you can't, because you lose to, because I remember they lost their opening game last year. I don't
To
remember, but I'm almost
Slovak,
certain
was it the Slovaks?
it was either them or the Czechs. They lost, and then it was downhill from there. Finland's not a pushover. They
Nope,
always
Finland's
do well.
good. I like that Kazakhstan's in the tournament this year.
Hell yeah.
Fucking love it. That's the first time they've been there since.
Couple years.
Yeah, I love the tournament for these smaller countries too,
So
because
do I. People hate it. I love it.
these
That's how you
guys
get better.
like. Well, also keep in mind, these guys are like not playing hockey like after this tournament probably.
No.
Like it's like a stretch for them. Like they know this is like their final end game kind of thing. This is like the Stanley Cup for them,
Yeah.
which is, I think,
Let's
is
let them
awesome.
play. That's another thing people would shit on the world. Oh, it's not good. There should be a mercy rule. 12-0. You think you're ever going to get better by playing some Latvian beer leaguers? This is how you get better, by being in proper facilities against proper teams with people going places.
And just experience. They're all kids too.
Yeah, man. I remember 2010 South Burnaby Tournament Championships. I just
Oh,
destroyed some kid, and that was a
stop
good
with
experience for me.
this.
I haven't mentioned that in ages.
I feel like we could backtrack and find it the last time. I don't know. All right. Celebrini versus Bedard, because I've heard people start throwing around Bedard or sell. They'd rather have Celebrini than Bedard for the future. I'm not there yet.
No, he's got proper support. Bardard has a washed-up Hall, a washed-up Foligno, a mediocre Reichel. He's got nobody.
I actually like. Is the Kyle Davidson rebuild bad?
No, it's too early.
Is it? This is like year
He's
three.
made some mistakes. Not taking Demidov, I think, is going to be a big mistake.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean,
I mean,
we'll see how
okay,
Teravainen works out. I mean, Mikheyev.
I will say with Demidov and Levshunov, I think it was that's how it
Yeah,
is. Yeah.
Levshunov.
I'm not opposed to them not taking Demidov. It's like if it's like you're getting a stud for sure number one defenseman. I don't know if I'm even ready to call that with Levshunov.
No,
Like, are you?
I don't think so. Where is he in the AHL this year? I don't know. But I mean, they picked him because he's
Yeah.
tall, I think. Or maybe that was the other guy. But no, that was Silyayev. Silyayev? Yeah, Silyayev's a 6'7" guy. This guy, he's just kind of average, I think, in a University of Michigan or Michigan State. So that was a mistake. So I'm a little surprised that's the direction they went. I'm not at the point to call it a struggle for them just yet. They need some more help. A lot of their guys haven't graduated yet, like Nazar. He hasn't played very much, I don't think. Lucas Reichel is very close to bust territory because Luke Richardson hates him. Who else? We haven't seen who's that center they
Oliver
took?
Moore.
Oliver Moore, yeah. We haven't seen him yet. It's too early. We haven't seen Sam Rinzel. Haven't seen well, we've seen Korchinski, but he hasn't really been in a put in a position to succeed. And Chicago's an attractive destination. People are going to sign there. It's not like Edmonton back when McDavid showed up, where the only reason people would sign in Edmonton was play McDavid. Like, you don't have to convince people to come to Chicago.
No.
People like it there.
I'm not ready to call it that. Bedard's potential is still, I believe, a top three player probably in the NHL at his peak.
Yeah. Oh,
And I would
geez.
say
He's
Celebrini is probably
top
still
10.
top 5 to 10-ish. Yeah.
Well, people are whining and complaining about Connor Bedard's slow start, quote unquote. He's almost a point per game.
19 and 24, I just
I
checked. Yeah.
know. Yeah.
He's got
I mean,
only
he
got
hasn't
five goals,
scored.
but like
Yeah, sure.
he's starting to score again.
But remember, he isn't particularly big. He still needs to grow a little bit physically, even though he's like jacked for some reason, even though he's like 5'10". He doesn't have his man's body yet. Sometimes it takes a little bit. So everyone needs to chill out. Although Celebrini's looked way better than I thought he would.
I agree. Yeah, Celebrini's been really, really good. And not a I thought he might struggle a little bit just because it's San Jose. Like they don't really have any I thought they didn't really have any defense to like move the puck up to him and stuff.
Well, Jake Walman.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's looked real good. Another
But
Iser L.
well that was just everyone knew that was an IZRL
Yeah.
right away right from the get go.
Yeah, and they have Mr. Game 7. Think.
Tyler Toffoli?
No.
No. Well, Mr. Game 7 is Justin Williams, so I
Not
don't
that
know.
one. The real Mr. Game 7.
I don't know who you're
Game
talking
7
about.
versus Vancouver.
Game 7. Oh, Cody Ceci. Fuck.
Yeah. He's Mr. Game 7. He's the real Mr. Game 7.
Maybe for the Oilers, but no.
I know I saw you scored the other night and it was game 27. So if you were like, it's Mr. Game 27 at Cody's easy.
He only scores when there's a number 7 in the game.
He only scores when it matters.
So he must go on heaters when they get to game 70 to 79.
Oh, I guess. God, all the idiot Edmonton writers are like, oh, we gotta reacquire him, we gotta reacquire him. And then I see like Jay Fresh's stats saying he's like the worst defenseman in the league defensively. God. Oh well.
No, and yeah, I thought with the defenseman not being able to move it, I'm celebrating decision to even care. Do you see how many end-to-end rushes he has? Like, did you see that stat?
Yeah, he's nuts. I mean, I'm happy for him. I knew he'd be good. I knew he would start well because they have proper support around him. Zetterlund's really underrated. Toffoli's good. Wennberg. So it wasn't like Bedard where he was brought in and after Taylor Hall got hurt, he had nothing around him. There was some support there. And Celebrini, I think, was kind of underrated being the first overall pick after Bedard. because everyone's blabbing about Bedard. He's really good at Boston University and the World Juniors.
It probably helps him too that there's another rookie in San Jose, like kind of going through this same experience as him. Like, not necessarily because they got Will Smith too.
Yep.
Like, it takes away some of the attention, but
he hasn't even been very good, Will Smith.
He's been like third line though. Like, that's more like he isn't getting the support that he needs.
Keep Will Smith's name out your mouth.
Whoa. What? What, you
got
to slap
it?
Me? Yeah.
You'd like that too much.
No, I would not. Moral of the story, don't give up on Bedard quite yet. I'd still take him over Celebrini.
Well, remember, Nathan MacKinnon had his really good first year, and then he had three kind of mediocre years. It wasn't until like year six he became superstar Nathan MacKinnon.
I don't think it's going to take Bedard that long.
No, me neither. But the point is, MacKinnon was like, I'd say, an upper tier first overall pick, but people weren't calling him generational. So
I got a take for you as well.
Okay. Hot
I
take.
Think Mikko Rantanen is going to Chicago.
Maybe. I could see that.
I don't know if you saw the report, but he wants $14 million, and the Avs are like, no, we're not paying you more than what MacKinnon is making, which is 12.6.
I don't like that logic. I get how it works in like the dressing room, that it looks bad if your best player is making less. But if to draw a hard line and say, no, we're not paying you more than this person, I mean, he's worth it. He's worth the 14. So that's kind of silly.
I'd go
no,
13.
Nobody, nobody
I'd go
forced,
13. I wouldn't go 14 for Rantanen.
Nobody forced MacKinnon to take that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just like nobody forced him to take that $6.3 million he took back in the day.
Yeah, I would go $13 million for Rantanen. I wouldn't go
like
14.
Even MacKinnon should be making at least 13.5.
No,
he should make more.
MacKinnon
no,
should be like 14 or 15.
Yeah, I'm thinking of now. Drysdale's going to make 14. He's better than Drysdale.
Yeah,
honestly, I think MacKinnon might be better than Matthews. I think I'm ready for that conversation.
He is. What? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, this season, obviously, but I'm saying as a whole, I think
he won
he's
the Hart Trophy last year.
I know, Nathan, but the people don't realize it. Because
yes, they do. What are we talking about?
No, I don't think the people have.
Dude, you're listening to too much Leafs media.
Yeah, probably. Well,
I think
country.
It's very consensus that MacKinnon is the second best player in the NHL.
Where's Quinn Hughes? Seventh?
Hovering outside top 10, just about, probably.
He's having a good year, man. And he's
I
good
know
defensively.
He is. He might be coming in the top 10 soon. He might be creeping his
there.
Way in.
I think he's there.
I don't know. I'm a Hughes. I
oh,
love
I know.
Hughes, right? And yet I feel like I'm not as high on him as most. But then I watch him and I'm like, why am I not as high on him? Like, he's so good. Yeah. I don't know. Because like I said before the year, I still had Fox as my second best defenseman. Now
that's
that
right.
might not be the case because Hughes. That's another conversation. Hughes versus Makar Norris, because like Makar's got the points, but Hughes got the better all around game and stuff like that. And Makar's the MacKinnon merchandise. I don't know. I'll move on.
Yep.
Okay. We are going to NFL at the moment. Okay. So Eberflus fired. Holy shit. What the fuck did I watch in the end of that game? Please tell me you saw that.
Of course I did.
Okay. Those who don't know, Caleb Williams and the Bears were driving down the field against the Lions on Thanksgiving. I believe they got it till about the 25-yard line. Then they got a illegal hands to the face penalty on their O-lineman, so it was backed up to the 35 again. Then I believe it was supposed to be a designed QB draw. The tackles like did not give Caleb like enough time, or Caleb was just too slow. Get sacked for about a 6 or 7 yard loss. Now they're backed up to the 41, like 42 area, and takes him outside of field goal range. They have one timeout left. It is now like 3rd and 26, I believe it was, or 22. No, it would have been 3rd and 26. That's what it was.
Yeah.
About 30 seconds left, one timeout. You can't use the timeout because, well, you could, but it's a really big risk.
Well, you use the timeout, you still have a chance, unlike tossing it downfield to the middle of the field and the clock runs out.
Well, okay, because there's a couple ways you could go with this. 30 seconds left, he's sacked. Caleb does, yes, take too long to get this play going. Like, and that's just
He's a rookie inexperience.
Like, yeah.
That's not, well, it is his job to know the clock, but it's not his capital J job. His job is to, you know, make plays.
The clock is his secondary. He said to after the game that he changed the play call. Like, he got a play call from the sidelines, and he said it would have taken too long to relay, so he changed it to something else.
Okay.
But yeah, they ran from 30 seconds down to, I believe, 5 or 6 when they snapped the ball. And then at that point, Caleb, I think, saw the times like, shit, I fucked up, and has to throw a deep ball. Keenan Allen, or no, it was Odunze, wasn't really looking that well over his head.
Was short anyway. He wasn't in the end zone.
Odunze was, but the ball was actually like close enough to the end zone, I feel like. I think it was like a throw to like the 2 or something.
Yeah. Eberflus was on borrowed time anyway.
Yeah, this was kind of a final straw.
I think he was for sure, even if he made it through the season, he was going to be fired in the offseason.
100%. Yeah. They needed a quarterback. They needed, like, their culture is shit in Chicago, in my opinion.
Want my prediction on who's going to be the head coach?
I think I know who you're going to say here, but go ahead.
Joe Brady.
That was not my take. I don't hate that, though. Yeah.
Offensive guru, done really well in Buffalo. Best season of Josh Allen's career. I mean, best off the field.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, man, when I saw Haley Steinfeld in Hawkeye 3 years ago, man, good times. Good times.
Yeah, Josh Allen's winning at life.
It's that funny tweet I keep seeing. Oh, I'm Josh Allen. I'm 6'5", 220. I can run, throw, and pass.
Dating the hottest one of the hottest actresses look at in me. The world.
Yeah, and I'm a millionaire, and I beat Patrick Mahomes. Look at me. Like, oh, great. Thanks, Josh. And he's such a nice person, too. He's not like an arrogant prick like Mahomes can be sometimes.
I don't think Mahomes is that arrogant of a prick.
Well, you know what bugs me is no one believed in us. This is our rebuilding year, and we won the Super Bowl. Like, come on, man.
People were calling it that, though.
Like, no, like that's just stupid. That's just stupid.
Or
running around the field when they, like, beat. Who was it they beat? And off, like, the field
the Broncos.
Goal? Okay, like, they're not that good. Like, calm down. Like, running around the field, like
chill. Okay, I got a couple of names I'm going to throw at you for my... Brady is one of them. I was off the radar. I could have thought of that. I like it, though. I've got a couple more. I've got Ben Johnson, Lions.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. He loves it there. Like, you'd have to blow him away.
I think... Well, I feel like last year... I understand what happened, why he stayed. He said he wanted to run it back. But I feel like if he gets an opportunity to work with a quarterback like Caleb, the offensive weapons they have around Caleb, all you kind of need is an O-line. They have a good defense, too, still. It can work. I'll throw at you Aaron Glenn, the Lions DC, because he's one, a defensive guy that's good. But also, too, I feel like he's a really good culture setter. Like, he's learned kind of behind Campbell and can bring... Like, he seems more like a energy guy, where Ben Johnson's kind of just like the nerd, sits in a corner, calls his plays, kind of... I don't know. That's just me. And I had one more. I'm trying to... Oh, yes. The presumed favorite at the moment, Cliff Kingsbury for the Commanders right now. They're going to give him another chance because he's got Caleb ties.
Man... How does he have Caleb ties?
They were at USC together.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't do that, personally. I do Johnson or Brady. We've already seen Cliff Kingsbury with the number one overall pick.
I don't hate them bringing in, like, a culture guy either, though, too.
He's a, like, culture guy?
Who?
Kingsbury.
No, he's an offensive guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like... Yeah. I don't...
Urban Meyer?
I could see it. I could see it, low-key.
Urban Meyer?
Nah, fuck off.
I'll be stunned if he's ever employed again in his life.
Because I don't know. They kind of need a culture in Chicago. They don't really got one.
Well, they have no anything in Chicago. They haven't won anything. They've never had a good player. They've never had a good coach. Like, look at their history. It's really funny. They haven't done anything since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
They've literally never had a good quarterback. Their best quarterback ever is Jay Cutler.
Yeah, which is
Which
sad.
is really, now I liked Jay Cutler when he was good. He had a couple good years, but he wasn't great. So their best wide receiver ever, I think, is Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall.
Up
Their
there,
best tight
okay.
end is Cole Kmet.
Ever no, they had one of they had Martellus Bennett or whatever. He was decent for a couple of years.
Feel like he was in Jacksonville.
He was not. He was in Chicago for sure.
Wrong.
You want
I'm
me to
pretty
check?
sure Martellus Bennett was in Jacksonville.
Oh.
I remember, unless I was like some franchise I was watching growing up. I'm pretty sure he was in Jacksonville. Nathan, when are you gonna shave that thing on your face? November's over.
Yeah, sorry. I was gonna do it before we got. I'm trying to find I know he's with the Patriots. I believe he was with the Bears. I'm pretty positive he was with the Bears. But I don't know. I kind of like them bringing in a culture guy. I get the offensive, like people are like, oh, offense, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you kind of have the weapons around that you kind of, if you believe in Caleb that much, maybe you don't need an offensive guy. And maybe you just need a culture guy because, like I said, their culture is really bad.
Yeah, not
Kind of
good.
just like let Caleb do whatever he wants. DJ Moore is pissed off all the time.
Yeah, why is he pissed off all the time? Like, you're not on Carolina anymore.
They were pissed. He liked Fields, and they were pissed they got rid of him.
Fields? Come
Yeah.
on, man. You gotta have higher standards.
Okay, I'm gonna go through a couple other games that I watched-ish, didn't watch, I don't know. Cowboys Giants did not watch at all. Don't care. Bit off.
I didn't watch any Thanksgiving.
Packers Dolphins didn't really watch. The Tua's not beating the cold allegation still.
And he isn't going to.
Raiders Chiefs somehow find a new way to win
Devil
a football
magic,
game.
man.
Like
That Taylor Swift devil
what are you doing
magic.
up in the booth there, Taylor? What's going on? Like
Ooh.
I don't get it.
Like, you ever see Harry Potter and Snape, the very first one? Snape is in the they're playing Quidditch.
I'm not a Harry Potter guy, so
Okay, well,
no.
the point is, the bad guy, not Snape, but the other bad guy, he's putting a spell on Harry, making him fall off his broomstick. And then Snape is in the crowd trying to save Harry, and he's basically doing this
Oh,
woo
shoot.
woo to save him. He's putting a curse on, or he's doing the saving curse on Harry Potter because he's actually a good guy and he's misunderstood. I think that's what Taylor Swift is doing.
All right. Seahawks Jets. Did not watch because my phone was dead in Vancouver for the most part and couldn't watch. But holy shit, what a fucking game I missed. Like just absolute chaos. I don't know if you saw what's going on, but like
Not really, but two of my least favorite teams. I was
hey.
because well, I my hatred for Aaron Rodgers trumps my hatred for the Seahawks.
Why do you hate the Seahawks, man?
Because in 2013, I had a whole bunch of friends who were such awful bandwagoners. I used to play this game: name five players on the Seahawks. Yes, I was that person, and they'd get Russell Wilson and the cornerback with dreads, and that was as far as they could go.
Sherman. You don't even know his
Yes.
name.
No,
Tuck?
that's what they said. The cornerback
Oh.
with dreads. I
Yeah.
know who Richard Sherman is. That they'd say Russell Wilson, and they'd be like the trash cross talking quarterback cornerback, and that's as far as they go. And I'd like to make fun of them for it.
Texans Jags. I want to touch on the Trevor Lawrence hit maybe slightly. That what a fucking
One of the worst hits I've seen in a while.
like and I was saw a compilation video of like all this guy's done. Dude, he's just a complete dirty player. He's always
Yeah.
trying to like injure people or like hit people when they're out of bounds on the sidelines. Like what?
I know. And then he tweets, oh, by the grace of God, he was okay. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like he was well down. It reminded me of the Flacco hit from about 10 years ago. I don't know if you know the one I'm talking about. Where
Falcons. Chargers, were you gonna say anything else there? Or...
I'm just saying, just a bad hit. Reminds me of the Joe Flacco
Yeah.
hit from Kiko Alonso. But I mean, Lawrence isn't good anyway. So probably one of the bigger disappointments in quarterbacks past 7, 8 years. Because he was hyped. He's at
Yeah.
Williams level hype.
Yep, he was. Falcons, Chargers. Is it time we start worrying about Kirk Cousins and maybe Michael Penix is gonna get a start
Well,
here?
what's their record?
6-6. They've lost three straight.
Their division sucks. They'll be
They are
okay.
now tied with the Buccaneers.
Don't think the Bucs are anything special.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of the Bucs. They had a cold stretch when Evans went down. Then they've been hot again recently. I don't know. Do we want to go do a schedule thing with them both teams quick? Do you tell me who's gonna
Sure.
Okay,
We'll do
so
that. Damn, is
we'll
that
do the
already almost
Falcons.
a week ago? Good Lord. What a
We'll
quick
do
week.
yeah, we'll do the Falcons first. They are at the Vikings next week. Kirk Cousins' revenge game.
Against the Vikings. Okay. I'm gonna say Cousins and the Falcons.
At the Raiders the week after that
Also
on Monday
Falcons.
Night Football.
Ooh, Monday night Kirk.
I feel
I'm
like
gonna
Kirk's
say
been.
Kirk.
I feel like
He's been
Kirk's
good
been.
this year.
Yeah. So 8-6. At home versus the Giants.
That's a win.
9-6. At the Commanders.
That's a loss.
9-7. And home against the Panthers.
That's a win.
10-7. Okay. And then we'll go find the box here. They go at home versus the Raiders next week.
It's a win.
6-5. At the Chargers.
It's a loss.
Or did I say 6-5? I meant 7-6. 7-7. At the Cowboys on
It's a
Sunday Night
win.
Football.
That's a win.
8-7. At home versus the Panthers.
It's a win.
9-7. At home versus the Saints.
It's also a win.
10-7.
Okay, maybe they are
So
going to win.
no, so they both finished 10-7, but in this case, the Falcons would win because they've won both games over the Bucs this year.
Okay. I do believe, I think the Falcons are better than the Bucks is the point. I think they'll turn it around.
Commanders, Titans didn't watch
Nope. Who cares?
Daniel's cool game. Vikings versus Cardinals. Thank you, Vikings, for beating Cardinals as a Seahawks fan. We needed that. Colts, Patriots. I like to see Anthony Richardson playing well again.
I actually saw the end of that game. I saw the field goal and I saw,
Oh,
or.
actually playing well. He had 12 of 24, 109 yards, but he had two passing touchdowns and two
Well,
interceptions and a rushing touchdown, but.
one, you ever see that meme of the soccer coach? He's bald and he's like utter woke nonsense. And it's like just talk about like just football and intricacies and stuff. I want to know
Think
some
so.
utter woke nonsense.
Okay.
Who are they playing? The Titans. The Patriots. The Patriots. They set up for a 68-yard field goal, which would be a record, right? An all-time record. You have Drake May. Just throw a Hail Mary. Why are we attempting a 68-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Utter woke nonsense. That bugs me a bit. That teams are trying 70-yard field goals
Was it a
instead of
windy
doing a
day?
hail. I don't know, man. It's New England. It's always windy.
Steelers, Bengals, holy shit, Joseph, you
Yeah,
guys
it's
can't
over.
stop a fly on the wall.
Yeah, it's done. They're cooked. I give up.
Yeah,
It's finished. I'm a Bills Lions fan now.
Wow, you chose the two most basic answers.
Well, I actually liked
Congratulations.
the Bills a while ago. In like 2017, I liked the Bills.
I
One, because
will.
I like the snow. And
Yeah.
two, because I like their jerseys.
I will. I've said it before. If the Seahawks choke this division away, I will be on the Steelers bandwagon.
Steelers, gross.
Oh, I'm
I know Russell Wilson's
Russ.
your guy, but
Yeah, Russ, my guy.
Yinzer.
Rams, Saints. You could have done me a favor. Oh well. Rip Taysom Hill,
Why
ACL
rip?
done for the
Oh,
year.
really?
Yep. Probably and more damage just to the than the ACL as well. It sounds like so.
I remember when he was a quarterback.
And he's 34 years old.
Wow. That might be it.
Yeah, I don't know about it. He will probably make a comeback, but I don't know if he's going to be the same player again. Bucks, Panthers. Bryce Young looks
Hey,
cool. Bryce Young looks cool.
good for him.
Yeah.
Who knows? You don't give up on your first overall pick 2 seasons into his career.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Eagles, Ravens. I wish I got to watch this game. This would have been such a sick game,
I saw
but
parts of it. It was kind of bland. Barkley didn't save me in my fantasy this week, sadly. But it just wasn't all that entertaining.
Yeah, it
Neither
was
team really had
defensive
it.
battle.
Yeah, neither team could really break through offensively.
Yeah. I don't know, my Eagles Super Bowl pick. I'm liking it. Beginning of the
Yeah.
year. Look good. I kind of want them to lose one game before the playoffs so that they don't like burn it in the playoffs, you know what I mean? But I don't really know who's going to beat them. I'm maybe like if I check their schedule real quick. At home versus Panthers, at home versus Steelers. At the Commanders, at home versus the Cowboys, at home versus the Giants. They might win all five. They could lose one or two. I don't know. And then Niners Bills. Congratulations, 49ers. You have the Super Bowl curse lives on. The
The
runner-up
Madden
curse.
curse.
That too.
Yep.
CMC, holy yeah, he's I'm scared for his future. As
Nah.
a non like I'm genuinely being serious. This isn't me trying to hate. He's a 20, I believe 27 or 28 year old running back, maybe going to be 29 next
Well,
year.
he's only got 3, 4 years left as it is as a running back. Once you hit 30, teams are done with you.
Yes, but coming off, even like coming back off his Achilles tendonitis this year, he didn't look that good. He was slow. He didn't look explosive. They couldn't really run the ball. He was averaging like 3 yards a carry. And now he's coming off what's probably going to be a decently bad knee injury, out at least 6 weeks, they're saying. It looked like a calf injury or an Achilles injury too. Like, I don't know if you saw that replay. It looked like his Achilles popped. But I'd be scared for him as like a football fan. Like, I don't know how good he's going to be when he comes back.
I mean, he's getting older anyway. This was going to
And
happen.
yeah, I was asking my fantasy chat. I'm like, where would you guys draft him next year in fantasy? If it, assuming he's like healthy. I honestly probably go end of the second round.
Yeah, something like that.
Because namesake keeps him up, but he's just too much of a risk at this point. Okay, that wraps up all the games. MLB.
Yep, we do MLB.
Okay, I'm pulling up a reliever list at the
Well,
moment
let's
because.
quickly do Dodgers and how much we hate them.
Right, yeah. Well, you can go first while I pull up my list.
Okay, this is crazy. The amount of deferred money bullshit. I mean, Blake Snell now gets to have his deferred money. They already got Tommy Edman, I think it was, for a shit ton of deferred money. I mean, at one point, Rob Manfred's going to have to step in here, and in the next CBA, it might even lead to a lockout or some kind of work stoppage. But there's got to be a level playing field here because the Dodgers are so rich, they can do whatever they want. No other team bothers with it because they don't want to spend the money. I can't get invested in MLB off seasons when there's this much of a disparity between the teams because MLB off season sucks already. And now I realize that why do I even care? The Dodgers are just going to sign everybody with their deferred money crap. Like that Ohtani contract never should have been allowed to happen. There's got to be a cap on deferred money. $2 million, $68 million deferred. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Manfred doesn't care. Owners are signing his paycheck.
And then they signed
It's
Edmund and did the
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah. And he got his World Series with the two biggest markets, made a shit ton of money off of it, I'm sure. I don't know. My interest in MLB, it's fallen the past couple of years, for sure. And a lot of it's because of the off season. Because I mean I'll be stunned if we get more than two or three big free agents signed this month because winter meetings are coming up. That used to be the premier events of the offseason. Now no one cares. It's all going to be January, February, which is so boring to me.
Well, I heard John Morosi tweet that he thinks Soto will sign in the next 10 days. Although
That's
I,
Boris. That's
yeah.
Boris driving the price up. Like he all, or oh, the Blue Jays are actually going to make the highest financial
Oh, yeah, you
officer
saw that. I was going to bring that up next. Yeah.
offer. Like that is just pure Scott Boris putting his thumb on the scale. Like, please don't fall for any of this crap. I'm not doing it. I
No,
refuse.
I won't either.
I'm not even like getting excited about anyone. I'm not expecting him to sign. Well, I know I said a few people would sign, like Max Fried, I said. But I just don't have any faith in the Blue Jays. I don't have any faith in the MLB to fix their product.
Don't worry, Joseph. I will only get excited about Soto to the Jays when there's a private plane in the air to Toronto.
Yeah, and then it's like, then it's Taylor Swift, yeah, or someone like who would be the funniest person to walk out that door? You think it's someone special, and then it's like, who would it be? Who's the funniest?
The
Yeah, okay, no, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Rizzler. You can't deny that'd be
I
funny as
love the
shit, though.
Rizzler.
You
He's just such
can't
a
deny
cool
him.
kid. Like Big Justice is clearly trying so hard. The Rizzler's just chilling.
You
What a guy.
can't deny that though from me though. Like that'd be funny.
Yes, it would. Who else would be funny? Like Obama?
It's got to come with, like, keep in mind too. Like, I'm assuming Soto's still in New York.
Yeah.
So
That's where he's gonna be. I mean, he's not
he's
going anywhere.
probably the flight's got to come from like New York. So it's got to be somebody East Coast or something like that.
Okay, Rudy
Who's
Giuliani.
that?
He was a mayor of New York during 9/11, and he's lost his mind now. He's a big conspiracy guy.
Oh,
Who else would be really funny? Chris Kreider. Aaron
Oh,
Rodgers.
why didn't we talk about the Rangers? That would have been a good topic to talk about today. Oh well.
Well, they won the other day.
Yeah.
So the sky isn't falling.
I will say with Dodgers and their deferring and stuff, I texted this to you. Why is there not a limit on the amount of deferred contracts you can have on your roster? Like the NHL, I think has it perfectly. You can only have three salary retention spots in use. Like the Sharks, I believe, have all three in use, so they can't even retain on any like trades. Like I think Granlund is a prime trade deadline candidate for this year, and he's making 5.5 and cannot be retained at all because they're using all three.
Yeah, I mean, now NHL, that's a salary cap world. There is no salary cap in the MLB, and there never will be. You can give the players of the NHL a time machine, and you go back to 2004, 2005, when they implemented the salary cap. The players now today, if they knew what they now know, they'd die over a salary cap. They would never. We'd get 3 seasons of no hockey if that's what it took, not for there to be a salary cap. There's still players grumbling about this salary cap today. None of them like it. There will never be a salary cap in the MLB. The most you can hope for is a floor. And
Why?
there won't
Well,
be.
hold on. In the new CBA agreement, like, why don't the when there's meetings or whatever, why aren't the players just bringing up we don't want a salary cap anymore?
Because Bettman laughs in their face. Like, you really think Gary Bettman is gonna the salary cap, if you inject Gary Bettman with truth serum and you say, Gary, what's the thing you're most proud of that you've done as commissioner, it would be the salary cap.
Not let a
Because
Canadian team win a championship.
what is Bettman's job, Maley?
Make money.
For?
The owners.
Bang. What has made more money for the owners in anything outside of recent expansion?
Limiting players' contracts,
Bam.
keeping money in their
That's his
pocket.
job. I don't get angry over Bettman anymore because I realize that simple truth. I think everyone, the only thing I get mad about Bettman about is Olympics. And even then, I think, what's his job? The owners make no money off of the Olympics. And players get hurt, like John Tavares.
I'm trying to pull up a list of relievers and
Oh, yeah. I have mine.
get this going. Well, I know who the top guy is. I can say that. That's all I need.
Oh, this isn't even in order. Uh-oh.
Well,
Well, I'm going by war.
okay, well, I know, like, I think there's a consensus best reliever on the market.
Who, Tanner Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Shit, I'm in trouble here, Nathan. I don't even know who Tanner Scott is.
It's on the Padres, I believe.
Yeah, okay, Jeff Hoffman, he's a Philly. Robertson, where does he play? He's 40. Good Lord.
Really? He's 40.
All these relievers are so old. Kenley Jansen, Chris Martin. The youngest one here is 30. Oh, Caleb Ferguson's 28.
Okay. Tanner Scott. Trying to think who needs relievers, who's got money to
This is
spend. Okay,
this
I got
screams this. Okay. Well, I'll say it. You ready?
three, two, one,
Angels.
Phillies.
I see the Angels spending a lot of money on a closer because they're stupid.
I like the Phillies in this case. I don't know why.
I like the Phillies. We know I'm a Philly fan.
Jeff Hoffman, number two, I think probably.
Yeah. Okay. Three.
I'm trying to think where he's gonna land. Hold on.
I got my idea.
I keep saying the big markets, and I don't want to say the big markets anymore.
Sorry, what am I going to say? Pittsburgh? Cincinnati?
Okay, I
Like,
got mine.
there's only seven teams that sign free agents to big money.
Three, three.
Just hold on. There's only seven teams, really, that sign free agents to real money. Remember last year, Oakland literally spent no dollars on free agents outside of minimum salaries? Like, sorry, you want us to predict you spend some money. Ready?
Three, two,
Two,
one.
one.
San
Boston.
Diego.
I said Boston. Re replacing Jansen.
I went replacing Tanner Scott.
Okay.
David Robertson next, I guess.
God, he's so old.
Yeah, well, how is he
I
still
don't even
pushing?
know, man. Like, where? Like, this is like he could legitimately go anywhere. Because he'd go to a shit team and be a rental.
Okay, I got an interesting one I'm gonna go with here.
Okay. So do I. Who does he play for? Or who did he play for? I know he was a Philly at one point.
Yeah, he was in Texas this past year.
Okay. Okay, I'm
Geez,
ready.
he's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Yankees, White Sox, back to the Yankees, Phillies, Rays, Cubs, Phillies, Mets, Marlins, Rangers.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Okay, three, two, one,
Phillies.
Royals.
Okay. That's not a big market team.
They spent last year a little bit on pitching. I can see them doing it again. Do we
Good
want to
option.
go? We want to go the flamethrower of Aroldis Chapman now, who's not really a flamethrower anymore, but.
Prison? God, where could he go? I mean, no point in having him anywhere else other than a contender. Who could it be? Who could it be? Okay, I'm gonna say a fun one. This isn't necessarily realistic.
Three, two,
Two,
one,
one, Cubs.
Rangers. Yeah, not happening.
Imagine he goes back there. He was so bad for the Cubs. Didn't matter though, they won a ring.
Want to go Kenley next, or you want to go Chris Martin?
The lead singer of Coldplay?
Or do you want to go Clay Holmes, everyone's favorite closer?
Going to the Yankees. Let's do Kenley Jansen and then wrap it up. Relievers are no fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sure, I got mine. Three,
Three, two,
two, one,
one,
Angels.
Mets.
You convinced me with the Angels thing.
They always do something stupid with their
Yeah.
bullpen. Always. Like, remember Raisel Iglesias?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was one of them.
They always just have a dumb free agent signing in general, like Rendon.
Yeah. Always. Always someone dumb.
Anywho, I think Soto's gonna sign in the next week. I think by this time next week, we're talking a Soto signing.
No, I think they're going to drag it.
Because when's the winter
Although,
meeting start? When do the winter meeting start?
it's like in the next week or so.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna happen by then.
Sure, I could see that because everyone's waiting for him, right? Because he's going to reset the market. So I could see that. But Boris loves to wait to the last second, squeezing every dollar. So hard to say.
I think it's happening next week. Within the next week, sorry. I would love if we got some breaking news while we're recording and like
Like
next week.
Towns. God,
Yeah.
Lord. Stupid Timberwolves. I knew from the second that happened that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it's not looking great. Cat looks like Cat's having like a career year, and Randall's just being Randall, and DiVincenzo's been kind of ass, and doesn't seem like Gobert likes Ju Randall. Who would have
Gobert doesn't
thought?
like anyone.
Yeah.
Gobert's a bitch. He's
Gobert, I don't think Gobert is liked by anyone either.
No. Well, people fairly or not, blame him for the pandemic. I blame him for the pandemic. It was all your fault, Rudy. We were all chilling. It was all in China. And then you screwed it up. I still remember that day. Well, it's only 5 years ago almost. So it wasn't that long ago. But you're hilarious, Nathan.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
For those
Like, I.
not watching on YouTube at the moment, I was just touching my microphone like Rudy was.
Yeah. It was so stupid. I mean, God, what a time to be alive. 2020. What a
Yeah.
year. Nathan
I
was
do,
just a wee kindergartner.
I do miss like the pandemic gaming sessions.
I didn't do that.
Those are fun.
I was past that stage.
I remember we had this really big like NHL tournament. I think you played like each person once or some shit. I think it was a league, maybe. Yeah, I don't know how it worked. Forget, but it was really fun. And I think it was a tournament. I forget how it was formatted, but it was cool. We had like 10 of us or something. Okay. Wrap this up with the NBA, of course, because I don't know. My NBA interest has really been fading of late, but
Well, Raptors are doing a little better lately, but doesn't
yeah.
matter. I
Yeah,
mean,
I take capture the flag.
capture the flag. Oh, Cooper flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wake me up when the playoffs start. I don't care about the oil cup. I don't care about the I this is more old man yells at cloud. But God, star players miss a lot of games. Like, I know Embiid has this thing. Kawhi's never going to play more than 30 games again in a year. LeBron misses a lot, some games. Kevin Durant misses a lot of games. Steph Curry now is missing a lot of games. I mean, I just can't get interested when there's like four star players out of the lineup in every game. Also, some utter woke nonsense in the NBA. This might be controversial. We'll see if you agree. There's way too many jerseys.
No, it
Every
is.
team does not need to have like six alternate jerseys. Give me a color jersey for the road, give me a white jersey for home, and you can have one fun jersey. I don't need to see this Warriors, black, the town, or Oakland, even though you don't play there anymore. Just give me the classic blues and the classic whites, and you can have your one throwback.
I would okay, so
Like I shouldn't be seeing the Celtics wear anything other than green and white. Why are you wearing black?
I don't like I don't I like the black. I like the
They
three
should
jerseys.
only
Like
be
it's an
wearing,
alternate.
yeah, sure, but they hardly ever wear the greens anymore, it feels like. Or the Boston Celtics ones. I don't like those either.
I personally just hate like the new like the city jerseys they come out
Well,
with
there's
like
too
every year.
many. There's too many. Like, wear
Yeah.
your proper jerseys.
Why come out with a new jersey every year when they're all gonna look like shit?
Like, back in the good old days, Michael Jordan would wear his red one, his white one, and once a month he'd wear the black ones.
Wear like I don't know, make like a new jersey every like 3 years, like
Yeah.
like make a city jersey every 3 years.
Fuck city jerseys. You get one alternate per year.
Yeah,
How about
well, no,
that? And you can switch it
that is
up.
the that is what that's exactly what
No.
they're doing right now.
No, that is categorically false, Nathan. Teams have like 17 different jerseys right now.
Yeah, I know, but like you're
You get one
literally
alternate,
just
you wear it
explaining the
once
city
in a
jersey right
while.
now.
No, you wear it once in a while. They wear city jerseys like twice a week. Nathan, you fraud. You gotta get off of this fraudulent narrative. There's
What
too many
about
jerseys.
there are, but what are the Raptors like? Are the Raptors even wearing their like red this year, or is it just
Yeah,
all
they just
throwback?
Nathan, they just wore the reds the other day.
Huh.
Red, well, I don't like the chevrons anyway, but they wear the red chevrons, the white chevrons, the black ones, the purple ones, and then I feel like they have one more that they wear
They
sometimes.
had like a throwback one.
Yeah.
I like the purple, what they were doing with like the purple this year.
Sure, but you wear them once in a while. That's why they're special. Or just make them the full times. Like, I don't want to see the Lakers wearing much more than their gold, their whites, and occasionally the purple ones. I don't want to see the Warriors. Like, the Warriors never wear the blue ones. The blue ones everyone associates them with when they were at their peak, the blue ones with their proper logo. They wear all this other crap. What jersey was Steph wearing when he broke the record?
Blue one,
Nope.
the
A
white and
different blue
gray,
one. It was a different blue one. It
was it?
was the one with the Warriors scroll over top
Oh
of
yeah,
it.
it was. Yeah, those jerseys were cool though. I like those
Sure.
ones.
But that's not, I don't want, like, it's like the Capitals in the NHL. When Ovechkin breaks a record, do you want him wearing some alternate that you don't associate him with? Even though I like the Screaming Eagles
I
and
was gonna
the.
say I want him to wear the screaming eagle when it
Well,
happens.
he never wears this. He hardly wears the Screaming Eagles,
Wait,
right?
that's when
Like,
he broke in.
20 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Nostalgic.
Nostalgic. Like, geez. No. No. Just wear the proper jerseys and you get one alternate, and that's it. As I'm slamming my cup on the ground, can't tell if you can hear me.
So, do you want three or four jerseys per team?
Three.
Don't hate it. I'm fine with four if you really just very scarcely wear the like this. If you make like a city one every year, you have
Want
your.
some more?
You
Want
have
some
your like
more?
three main ones. Like you have your like the Lakers example would be the yellow, purple, and white. And then if they had like the black one they wore every like we'll say like 5 games a year. I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
Like the Raptors, you have their white, their black, their red or whatever. And then you wear the purple one five
Get
times a
rid of
year.
the
Fine.
get rid of one of the original three. I don't need a red, a black, and a white. One of the reds or the blacks they can get rid of. Personally.
I won't be now to what we're actually going to talk about. Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic. Oh. They are on a heater. Holy shit, Joseph. To be fair, the competition they have played has not been the best, but they beat the Lakers on the road, off, I believe, a buzzer beater ish or close to. I think it was Franz. Franz hit a three with like a second left. Then they beat the Pistons, Hornets, Bulls, Nets. So not the greatest competition, like I said. But keep in mind, they have no Paolo Banchero at the moment. They haven't for a while, and they're still well afloat. And they after before the Lakers win, they had lost to the Clippers, but then prior to that, they had won one, two, three, four, five, six games. So they've won 12 of their last 13.
Good numbers.
Heater.
Yeah,
To
good
be
for them.
fair, like I said though,
Rebuild done right.
they might have the next like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum combo because Franz is sick this year.
I guess he just needs to be.
Franz is probably an all-star this year. I hope you realize.
Was it him or Mo Wagner that got punched?
Probably Mo.
I think it was Mo. Okay. But alas, you know.
I'm
Good
trying to
for
pull
them.
up. I'm trying to pull up their stats, but it's not loading for
Good for a
me.
medium market to do some to do
I
well.
would call them a small market.
Well, speaking of small markets, I know the pundits are trying to get LaMelo out of Charlotte.
Yeah. Well, I also heard Lonzo to Charlotte, so.
Lonzo can't play.
He's
He can't
playing.
play.
He's playing.
Has he played this season? No, he hasn't.
Yes.
Has he done well?
Limited minutes.
Oh, come on. He's done. He's cooked. He's a bench piece at best.
Yeah, I mean, but like, who cares? Bring him there. Why is this like not loading? Hold on, I gotta close my app. I'm trying to pull
But
up Franz's stats, and it's just not letting me.
anyway, just quickly, like with LaMelo and the Hornets, like if you trade him away, they're gonna be ass for 10 years minimum. Like that's my comparison always. If Vince Carter didn't come to the Raptors would still be around, but they'd be the Hornets. No culture, no players, no championships, no winning seasons, just crap every year.
Bronze is averaging 23, 6, 6, 46 from the field, 33 from three, 85 from the line, with a two almost two steals a game as well. He's been good.
Nice.
He's probably going to be an all-star this year.
He was a top 10 pick, right?
Yes, he went after like Scottie in that draft, I believe. I think. Hold on, I can find it.
No, I was Suggs.
No, I think they both did though. I'm pretty sure it went Suggs, and then they got Franz at like eight.
Maybe it was seven. I don't know.
Drafted eighth overall in the 2021 NBA draft. So
Well,
he, yeah.
thing is with that
Oh,
draft,
they. Which
thing it
pick did they
quickly,
had?
quickly.
Whose pick did they have? I forget.
Oh, was it Chicago? Vucevic?
Yep, that was totally it. Good call.
Yeah. Thing is with that draft, I did not want Scottie Barnes. I wanted
Neither did
Jalen
I.
Suggs.
Yeah,
So,
I remember
shows
getting
what I know.
pissed off when they chose Scottie. And I'm sorry, Scottie. I forgive you. You were
Yeah,
the right
look,
choice.
yep. Masai, I doubted you. I doubted you because remember, 2021, that was when I was starting to turn on Masai a little
What's
bit.
that meme? Like,
The black dick one?
what?
You know what I mean?
No,
Grady Dick and
the
DeGrand
like,
Rondo.
no, I was thinking of like, I doubted you for a second there, like that one, you know?
No, I don't know what
Really?
that is.
I gotta find this. Hold on.
This guy, Nathan, doesn't even know his
Oh,
own.
they had me in the first half. I'm not gonna
Oh,
lie.
that.
That
Yes.
one. That's
Yes.
what I'm thinking of. That's totally what it is.
Well, gosh, I was not happy with Barnes. Like, I remember Michael Grange was like, oh, yeah, they're going to take Suggs. And I was camping at the time, so I didn't find out till a few days later. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Masai? Because that was after the Tampa tank year. And everyone was unhappy because Lowry was gone. And they needed a point guard. And, but it worked out. And then, of course, we traded for Poeltl and then didn't have a first round pick. Well, we had Walter, but we didn't have like a top 10 pick.
But hey, I'm so glad they didn't have a top 10 pick this past year. Like, I'd so rather have one this year.
Oh, yeah.
And they look like they're going to be in a spot where they can
Hey, and
go get a
Walter looks
top.
pretty good. So
They
does Mogbo.
look like they're going to be in a spot to get a top 5 pick this year. And
Well,
the
wait
top five
till.
looks good. in my opinion.
Wait till Silver rigs it. I mean, like, it's not happening. I'm not,
Capture
I
the
don't think
flag.
in my lifetime, or since I started watching sports religiously, so about 2012, has a team I cheer for ever got the first overall pick? Remember, I didn't become a McDavid bandwagon until about 2017.
Okay, so you were a Sens fan before then?
Yeah, essentially. They never won it. They never won a lottery, I can tell you
No,
that.
they
Their
didn't.
highest pick in my lifetime is like Tim Stützle.
Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Doesn't count. I
Yeah, no
wasn't
lottery. No lottery, I guess,
and
too.
also I wasn't a Bengals fan yet. Well, I kind of was. I jump around with NFL. Vancouver, no. Blue Jays, no lottery. Raptors, no. Well, I guess Bargnani, but that was like I was five. Just not very much.
I'll try and think.
There's never any
Well,
luck.
Blue Jays, no. Canucks, no. Sorry, I'm
Ottawa
getting
never
tired.
won anything.
Canucks or Raptors, no, and Seahawks, no. So,
No luck. The team I never get a good lottery luck. I never have good lottery luck.
neither do
I
I.
always fall. My teams always fall.
Hell, I was projected second and fell to fifth with the Canucks, and that broke my heart.
Well, I remember the Canucks used to fall every year.
Well, yeah, we did.
Like religiously every year. I remember Trevor Linden would be there and he'd be all depressed when they do the thing and
Well,
they'd always fall.
what year? Because 2015, no, 16 was Ylevi, and we stayed at five, I believe.
Yeah, that turned out so well.
And then we, the next year, 2017,
We fell because we were third, I think,
we
and
were
we fell to
second.
five.
We were second.
Really? They were
Yeah.
that bad that year. Who went
Yeah.
second in 2017? Well, Nolan Patrick, thank God they didn't get.
Well, yeah. I mean,
They would have taken him. They would have taken Patrick.
it's kind of a good thing that we did fall,
Well,
because
it
we got
definitely
Pettersson
was.
on.
They
Yeah.
would have taken Patrick. They would have taken Patrick.
Oh yeah, we totally would have, because we
Yeah,
took
because,
Ylevi the previous year, and we wouldn't have taken Heiskanen or Makar.
well, because remember, it was very much Patrick or Hischier
Yeah.
that year, and then
And it
2018,
was supposed to be, well, it was supposed to be Patrick won.
and then he like barely played, so yeah, and then next year, did they fall in the Hughes draft?
I don't think so. If anything, they fell one.
Yeah, and you know that worked, so,
Well,
and then I know they.
I was listening to 32 Thoughts today, and they were talking about that draft, and
That was
Friedman
a
was
weird
like
one.
that. Well, he was saying it was weird, but he's like, it's not that weird, because he's like, okay, at the draft, it was everyone knew. Number one was going Dahlin. Number two was Svechnikov. No debate. Then number three, Montreal was just so zeroed in on drafting a center that they were going Kotkaniemi. They're
Can't
like, we
believe they
need,
did that.
yeah. Four would have been
Kachuk.
Kachuk. Yeah, people apparently Sens fans hated that one.
I did. Well, guess how many goals?
Eichel's.
Eight goals in 40 games as a freshman. I was like, oh my God, we just took Curtis Lazar fourth overall. And shows what I know.
And
I wanted Zadina.
then,
We all wanted Zadina.
oh yeah, fifth overall went,
Hayden.
yeah, because Arizona's like wanted a center too. They were hell
There's
bent
still
on
time with him. There's still
it.
time.
And then sixth, Detroit was thinking about taking Quinn Hughes, but then Zadina fell. That they're like, shit,
And where
we're
did
taking
Quinn Hughes play his college hockey?
Michigan.
And where's Detroit?
Michigan.
L, that's an L.
Yeah, that's why everyone thought it was going to happen. But then Zadina just, I
He
mean, I
went
don't blame
A.
him. Like, Zadina was supposed to go like third that year.
He was supposed to go fourth. I was so angry. I thought he would be so good.
Who was supposed to go third then?
Not Kotkaniemi. Well, I think most people thought they'd go Kotkaniemi.
Yeah, that was rumored, but they get people were still mad when it happened.
Well, I just remember that's one thing I hate. Is when a kid's walking down the stands and then they cut to the fans. Like you can save that for later. Like I don't know, I don't like that. Like what if you're like watching? What if you're like at home and you're the kid's family and you see that? Because it's with Kotkaniemi. There was that woman going like, oh,
Yeah.
thought that was dumb. Who went eighth?
I want to say, was that the Bouchard? No,
No,
Bouchard
Bouchard was
was
10.
10. Oh, I think I know this, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I
Oh,
feel like it was.
Mittelstadt. Was it Mittelstadt? Or C the year before?
I'm pulling it up.
I think Mittelstadt
No,
was
it
the
was
year before.
Boqvist.
Adam Boqvist.
Yes, and then Kratsov went 9.
Oh my God. Good
And then
Lord.
Bouchard 10, Wallstrom and Dobson back-to-back 11, 12.
Right.
Delandria 13, Farabee 14.
That's a lot of busts. Oh my God.
Is Delandria a bust?
Delandria's a disappointment.
I guess for him, yeah. Gregory...
Denisenko.
Denisenko, yeah.
He's a bust.
Martin Krot.
Bust. He's in Europe.
Yeah. Ty Smith.
Who? Is that New Jersey?
Yeah.
He was on a world junior team. I thought he'd do well.
He
He's
was
a bust.
Good, but he was bust. Yeah. Liam Foudy.
Bust. Well, disappointment. Because he's an NHL player.
Joe O'Brien.
Bust. Never heard of him.
Rasmus Kupari.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Ryan Merkley.
Bust.
Keandre
He
Miller.
Had attitude problems. I remember that. Who went after Perreault, you said?
No, Keandre Miller.
Right, Ottawa traded down because they took Bernard Docker. Miller's a good player.
Isaac Lundestrom.
He's decent.
Yeah.
Once you get to like 23 or wherever you are, you can accept third liners.
Philip Johansson.
Bust. Canucks signed him, remember?
Was that the goalie?
No, he's the right shot defenseman they signed.
Right.
To play in the AHL, he didn't do anything.
Dominic Bach.
Bust.
Jacob Bernard Docker.
Mid. I mean, if Green would play him above Hamonic, we might have
Nicholas
something.
Nicholas
But...
Bodwan.
Who?
Yeah. Nils Lundqvist.
If he could ever play, that would be nice.
Rasmus Sandin.
Very good player. That's a trade that isn't talked about very much. That backfired for Toronto. Now they took Cowan with the pick, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But they could use Sandin nowadays.
Joe Valeno at 30.
Decent player.
And Alexander Alexeyev at 31.
I don't think he's played yet.
Yeah. Weird draft, but
yeah, that was a really weird one. That was my first that I actually had to work, and I think I took the day off to watch that draft.
How would you redraft the top five coming back? Like Hughes won.
Hughes won, probably Heiskanen too.
No, Heiskanen's not in the draft.
Oh wait, one more. Right. Sorry, I need to get it in front of me.
Okay. I would throw Hughes 1, Dahlin 2, probably Brady at 3. Would Bouchard go 4, or would I take Dobson over him?
Oh, I'd take Bouchard over Dobson.
Yeah, probably Bouchard. And I feel like I'm missing somebody, maybe.
Hold up the phone here, sir.
Oh, Svechnikov. Yeah, so... Sorry, Svechnikov 4. Bouchard
Dahlin,
5.
Okay, then Dahlin 6.
No, Dahlin 2nd.
Okay. Okay, that's about what I have as well. Hughes first. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's not about settles it.
Okay, yeah. Anything else we want to touch on this week? I'm kind of all talked out, wrapped up.
Yeah, I think that's about all I need to get to.
Okay. Next week, we will break down all the Four Nations rosters briefly. I don't know, maybe just the snubs of each team, because I'm sure we'll be right for the most part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Sorelli's going to make it, which is, I'm not.
I had him on my lineup.
Yeah, we'll see.
I had him fourth line left wing, but we'll break those down. We will break down the Juan Soto signing because that will happen in the next week, like I said.
Yeah.
Right, 100%, believe it. Plus, it's winter meeting, so there'll be more signings by then, probably, or like close to. I don't know what we'll do for predictions-wise because we're kind of tapped out on that now.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can see how much effort we put into relievers.
Well, God, I mean, MLB free agency sucks.
Yeah. And then NFL playoff push coming down the stretch. Maybe we'll break some races down by next week. We broke down the West. We broke down the South this week. Maybe we'll break down some like the wild cards.
Sure.
And NBA, who the hell knows? Maybe NBA Cup, Oil Cup, as Joseph calls it. Because that will probably be, I think
I'm
that
not
starts
watching
next
it.
Week.
Not watching it. The final, whenever it is, I think it was Indiana versus the Lakers last year.
It was.
Didn't watch that either.
Neither did I.
Don't care.
Anyways, got this far. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out.
Bye-bye.